Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and hit hunter, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like, wherever you like. You can play it in the car, play it in your office, or while you're walking the dog. It's up to you. Our 3 rounds today will be Take It Easy, Superstars on The Simpsons, and Guess the Year. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and play games with our other players. I love to see everyone who plays from all around the globe, and today we're giving a shout out to our players over in Green Bay, USA. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think through a question. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
Round 1 today is Take It Easy. You're going to receive 5 general music questions, and every response will begin with the letter E. There is 1 point available for each correct answer. Question 1. Which song about power was a major hit for the band Tears for Fears in 1985 and covered by Lorde in 2013 for the Hunger Games soundtrack? Question 2. Which term refers to an artist returning to the stage at the end of a concert to perform an additional song? Question 3. Which musical style and subculture was popular in the mid-2000s and was known for skinny jeans and black hair that often covered the face? Question 4. Which rapper and member of the hip-hop group NWA is the only person who could fit this category? Question 5. Which insect-like term refers to a song or a tune that you cannot get out of your head? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Superstars on The Simpsons. The cartoon family of The Simpsons have kept us entertained for over 30 years. And during that time, many famous music stars have visited Springfield. In this round, you're going to receive clues about 5 famous bands or singers who have made cameos on The Simpsons. There is 1 point available for each music star that you can correctly guess. Question 6. This band appeared as themselves, having their concert interrupted by Homer as they played their hit song, Pride, in the name of love. Question 7. This country singer, known for hits like Ring of Fire and I Walk the Line, appeared as a coyote and Homer's spiritual guide. Question 8. This American singer, known for hits like Blue Bayou and Don't Know Much, starred as herself and the love interest of character Barney Gumble in the episode Mr. Plow. Question 9. this British singer appeared singing a new rendition of his hit song, Your Song, for the characters of Apu and Manjula after running into Apu at the airport. Question 10. This American band appeared on a season 11 episode performing the song Glove Slap, a parody of their hit song Love Shack. That's it for round two. Now get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Guess the Year. A song can send you back to a special memory or moment in time. And in this round, we'll put your memory to the test. For each question, I'm going to tell you three of the biggest chart hits of a particular year. Your job is to correctly guess the year that these songs dominated. 1 point is available for each year that you can correctly guess. Question 11. California Girls by Katy Perry, Airplanes by B.O.B. and Hayley Williams, and Dynamite by Tayo Cruz. Question 12. 50 Cent's In Da Club, Sean Paul's Get Busy, and Beyoncé's Crazy in Love. Question 13. Night Fever by the Bee Gees, Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees, and How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. Question 14. Drake's God's Plan, Ed Sheeran's Perfect, and Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line's Meant to Be. Question 15. Alone by Heart, I Wanna Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston, and Nothing's Gonna Stop Us by Starship. That's all of our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal the answers. Welcome back. No more waiting. Let's start with the answers for Take It Easy, where every answer started with the letter E. Question 1. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. Question 2. Encore is the return to stage at a concert for another song. Question 3. Emo was the popular rock style of the mid-2000s. Question 4. Eazy-E is the only member of NWA who starts with the letter E. And question 5. Earworm is a song that you can't get out of your head. Continuing on to round 2, Superstars on The Simpsons. You were trying to identify famous bands or singers who had made their way to Springfield. Question 6. U2. Unlike some other guest stars, the band asked to be on the show rather than the other way around. Question 7. Johnny Cash played the coyote. Question 8. Linda Ronstadt. Question 9. Elton John sang Your Song on the show. And question 10, the B-52s performed Glove Slap. For our final round today, you were testing your timeline skills by trying to pick the year that these major hits dominated. Question 11, Katie, B.O.B. and Tayo Cruz were the top hit makers of 2010. Question 12, 50 Cent, Sean Paul and Beyonce had the top hits of 2003. Question 13, the Bee Gees had multiple huge hits in 1978. Question 14, Drake, Ed Sheeran and Bebe Rexha had the top hits of 2018. And finally, question 15, Heart, Whitney Houston and Starship were the top hit makers of 1987. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment right now or vote in the episode poll. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can follow us and leave us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.